Oh, look at this card. You know, it's so nice.
Oh, I love that. That's adorable.
You think?
Look at the little puppy in the cup.
Yeah.
That's
like
so
puppies.
Cute.
Yeah.
What about this one? I love this one.
Oh, the cat.
It's the little kitty cat.
Oh,
yeah. He's saying he's really fine.
Yeah.
Looking for ways to put fun back in your marriage?
On today's episode of Family Talk, we'll talk about how to nurture fun and friendship in your marriage without breaking the bank. Stay with us. Welcome to Family Talk. I'm Willie Oliver.
And I'm Elaine Oliver.
This is a program about strengthening families and inspiring hope.
It is a place where we talk about real family life and share tools that will strengthen our marriages and families.
I like to say, when we have stronger marriages, we're more likely to have stronger families, stronger churches, and stronger communities.
Yes, and we really care about having strong marriages and families. We know that although 50% of most marriages in the U.S. are ending in divorce, that means that about 50% of people are staying in their marriages.
That's correct.
The problem with this, and maybe not a problem, but the issue is that although many people are staying in their marriages, they're not happy in their marriages. And so we want to talk a little bit today about having a happy marriage.
Well, if you're going to be married, you want to be happy. You want to be happy. You want to have a good time. You don't want to just stay in drudgery. You want to make it good.
In fact, I always say that I want to be married for a lifetime, but I certainly don't want to be unhappy. I want to be happy in my marriage. I want to be happy.
Well, you have to choose joy. You know, people forget that they have much to do with their own happiness. A lot of it has to do with attitude. And what am I contributing to the joy, to the happiness in my marriage?
Exactly. And one of the things that people do is that they get married. Well, before they get married, they have a lot of fun.
Always.
They do fun things.
Can't wait to be together.
They go on dates.
Yes.
They look for exciting and joyous things to do.
New dinner opportunities and
taking walks.
Yes.
Going on bike rides.
Buying
going to the park.
Yes.
Getting gifts for each other.
Yes.
And then we get married and we stop doing all those things.
We quit dating each other, we quit doing all the nice things we did for each other, and we think that the euphoria, the happiness that we enjoyed before marriage is going to continue. How can it continue if we have quit doing the things that brought happiness?
Why do we stop? Because we sort of, I guess, get bogged down
with
just the daily life.
Yes.
So we often hear couples say that they've grown apart, or they've lost interest in each other.
Well, the reality is, unless you're intentional about growing together, you're going to grow apart.
Absolutely. So people really need to keep having fun.
Keep
looking for exciting ways to make their marriages enjoyable.
And that's what we want it to be, because if you're going to be married, you want it to be enjoyable.
Yeah, so today we're talking about nurturing fun and friendship in marriage. So stay with us on Family Talk. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Family Talk. Today we're talking about nurturing fun and friendship in your marriage. Look at this card, Elaine. Relax. God has it covered. Isn't that great?
Oh, wow. That's adorable.
It's a great card.
It is a great card. It's so much fun to look at cards.
And I think so.
And, you know, it's one of the things that we do for fun in our marriage.
We have done it for a long time.
We've done it for a long time. Sometimes we're buying the cards.
And sometimes we're not.
Sometimes we're not. They may not like it that much at the store.
Well, the reality is, most of the times, we're not buying the card. We're just looking at cards in the card store and reading funny stuff.
Yeah.
And finding something to laugh about.
And that's a good way that you can revive the laughter and the humor in your family. You know, let's say you don't have a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know, rely on someone else's sense of humor.
You know, the Bible speaks about laughter as good medicine. And the reality is, it costs nothing to laugh.
To laugh.
Yes.
It's free.
And to find something that we enjoy laughing about.
Yeah, one of the things that we know that preserves relationships and helps to nurture friendship and fun in marriage is humor.
Indeed.
And just having a great sense of humor. And so if couples would spend a little bit more time laughing, then you would find that your relationship thrives,
yeah.
right? Because you learn to laugh at things.
Yes.
Not at each other, but with each other.
I want it to be clear that we're not laughing at each other. We're laughing with
each other.
The reality is that slight difference makes a world of a difference in where your marriage is going. When a wife or a husband feels like the other is laughing at them instead of laughing with them, then the fun goes away.
That's right.
But today we're talking about how to have fun together.
Yeah, so why is it important for couples to have fun?
Well, it's important for couples to have fun together because when we got married, we didn't say, hey, you know what, I like to have a good argument. So let me find someone to marry so that I can argue and argue well.
That's right. That's very funny.
You get married because you...
Because you want to have fun.
You want to have fun.
You know, or you want to keep having fun.
You want to keep having fun.
And you know, the funny thing is that, you know, when people are dating, they're always, most times, looking for exciting things to do.
Yes.
You know...
What can we do today that's fun?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the individuals in the relationship will plan exciting dates and exciting things to do.
Or they want to surprise each other.
Right.
They want to take each other to favorite restaurants.
And
they
so that's why why I want to marry this person.
Is that why you married me?
That's why I married you.
Well,
we were
about
always
me?
Doing fun things.
We were.
You know, we did a lot of fun things. And sometimes many of them were free.
Well, you know, we love photography.
Yes.
And when I met you, you were taking a class in photography.
I was. And we would go to the park.
And take pictures.
And you always wore that nice hat.
Yes.
And so
when I was working
on shadows, yes. I was able to take pictures of your hat.
Yes. When was the last time you took some pictures of me?
I just took a picture of you.
Oh,
just
now it's with the iPhone.
That's right, with the iPhone.
No longer these big 35mm
cameras. No, it doesn't have to be developed. So that's something simple that you can do. So couples need to learn that marriages will go better when you have fun, when you're nurturing that friendship. When you have fun, you actually bond together as a couple. So it's not just the physical part that we're talking about, but just that part of intimacy. We could actually almost call it recreational intimacy.
Yes.
Right? Social intimacy.
You're getting close.
We're getting close together.
You have things in common.
Exactly.
That you enjoy doing.
Exactly. And the more things we have in common, the more things we share together, the more our intimacy is going to grow in our relationship.
Bond.
And the stronger our bond.
Yes.
The thing that many couples do is they do things separately.
Okay, so I like to go to the mall shopping. Well, not me, but I think that's you.
Well, I go to the mall, and, you know, it's okay for us to have friendships that we can go to the mall with if that's something that your spouse doesn't like to do. But if I spend all my time shopping with my best friend, with my girlfriend or my sister-in-law, then that's the relationship that's being nurtured.
And that's the relationship that you feel most close to.
So when I have a problem or an issue, those are the people that I want to call. So it's really critical for couples to find things that they can do together and share together. You know, actually, you know what? Let me share a letter because we received some letters from some people. And this particular woman shared a letter where she said, "Dear Willie and Elaine, you know, when we first got married, my husband and I had a lot of fun. And before getting married, we had a lot of fun. But now it doesn't seem like there's any fun in our marriage. My husband doesn't want to do the fun things that we used to do, and he always tells me it's either too expensive or he just doesn't have the time." What would you say to this woman who's writing to us about fun in her marriage?
Well, I'm really hoping that not only she's watching, but her husband is watching.
Hopefully.
And that he recognizes that just because we get married doesn't mean we're naturally going to have fun. Some people think, okay, we love each other. We say we love each other. We're dating, and we've been dating for some time now. And we think, it's time to get married. And so we get married, and we think, now that we're married, we're just going to be happy, and we're just going to have
fun. It's just going to happen.
The reality is, not so. This couple is not unique. People get married, and they quit having fun because they quit being intentional about doing the things they did before they got married that brought joy, brought happiness, and brought connection between them.
Right. Well, she mentioned two things. She mentioned that her husband said it was too expensive.
Yes.
And and there was no time.
Yes.
So what can we say to this viewer and to the other viewers that are watching that can help them with that process?
Well, one, it doesn't have to cost anything to have fun.
Right, like our cards.
Like our cards, you know, you go to the mall. I mean, I guess the gas to get to the mall, but you don't even have to get to the mall. You and I love to go for walks in the morning. And for us, our best walk is on Sabbath morning, you know.
That's right.
Especially on a sunny Sabbath morning.
That's
early,
right.
It's fresh. It's especially in the spring, it's fresh. You can go out there, you hear the birds singing. You know, we can talk, we can
so
hold
rejuvenating.
Hands. It's rejuvenating.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It's just a lovely time to spend together. And it bonds us and connects us and helps us to know that we belong to each other and we enjoy being with
right.
each other.
Right, so that's something that's free. So there are many things that are free that
yes.
couples can do. And then she spoke about time, that her husband would say, there's no time. And we recognize that a lot of couples are struggling because, especially if they have children, they're juggling so many competing commitments.
The children sleep as well. So, you know, you can do things when the children are sleeping, or you can do things with the children. But, of course, we want them to do things
together
just
as
the
a
two
couple.
Of them, as a couple.
Right.
To nurture that fun and friendship. Here's what we do know. That individuals who have more fun together are individuals who have less problems because they have fun together. It's easier to connect with each other, and it's easier to talk about the things that are not going so well. When you're not having fun, you're afraid to even approach your partner with the problem because you're not really getting along, and you're kind of distant, and it's really difficult to speak about important things with someone you're not really close
to. So you're saying that the more fun a couple has,
yes.
the easier it is to resolve conflict.
Yes.
And then the more we resolve conflict,
the easier it is
to have fun.
To want to have fun.
Right.
Yeah.
So having fun is actually going to give you that impetus.
The relationship. Having fun is going to give you the relationship, the type of relationship that keeps the channels of communication open because your relationship is stronger and healthier. But for that, you have to make time. You know what? It doesn't matter what it is we're doing in life. If we're going to be good at it, we've got to take the time.
You have to make the time, and you have to make it a priority. So it's not good enough to say, well, I'm working, you know, I have all these other responsibilities, we've got the children. We have to make it a priority. And I keep hearing you use the word intentional.
Intentional.
We have to be intentional
Indeed.
About including this fun in our marriage. We're talking about nurturing fun and friendship in our relationships, especially in marriage. Stay with us. We'll be right back. So today we've been talking about nurturing fun and friendship in marriage. We're going to share with you some ideas now on how you can nurture fun and friendship without breaking the bank. Look at this card.
Yeah.
Isn't this adorable? Smile, God loves you.
Beautiful.
Doesn't that make you happy?
It does.
It does. These are just wonderful, wonderful thoughts that, you know, again, when we go back to the idea of, you know, just sharing cards with each other, sharing thoughts with each other. All of these are ways in which we can nurture fun and friendship. Because we're not just talking about having fun. We're also talking about nurturing friendship. Because we found when we ask people, what is it that you're looking for?
Yes.
When you're looking for a mate. What do most people say?
A friend. Someone to have fun with. You know, someone I can talk with. Someone to be my companion. Someone I can have fun with.
Yeah. So they're all the characteristics of a friend.
Yes.
You know, and what is it that friends do for us?
Well, usually friend, someone once said, a friend is someone who is happy to see you come and they have no immediate plans for your overhaul.
That's right.
Yes.
You know, so they accept you as you are.
Accept you as you are.
They basically take you as you are. And so there's a comfortable feeling that we have when we're with friends. Now, this...
You can be yourself.
That's right.
I know that you're appreciated.
That you're not being judged.
I mean, you're not perfect. None of us is perfect. But at least when we are with friends, we know we can relax. We can have a good time. No one is trying to beat you over the head. No one is trying to catch you saying something you're not supposed to be. We're just there to have fun, to relax, to enjoy each other's company.
Yeah, and of course you don't mean a literal beat you over the head.
No,
right?
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Just a figure of speech.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the whole issue of friendship is that in marriage is that we want to maintain that friendship.
Well, it's not going to happen unless we're intentional about developing the friendship. It's just like any other relationship. People were talking about time in the past segment. The woman who's saying that her husband said there was no time. Well, we make time for everything that's important to us. You know what? We could say there's no time to make up the bed, so we just have to run. But if you want your room to have, and you know, I may be in trouble with some of the people who are watching who are not big
right.
on making up their beds.
Right.
I like my bed made up because right. I like the room to look nice and clean. Just taking
so,
a shower.
So you make time for it.
You know, you want to be clean. You want to take a shower. You know, you want to wash your face. Well, I'm in a hurry. I have to go to work, so I don't have time to wash my face. I don't have time to take a shower. After a while, no one wants to be around you. So the reality is, in life, everything that is worthwhile, we need to take some time and
do
it.
Make the time. It's very similar to budgeting your money.
Budgeting
and, you know, sometimes when you go to a financial counselor, they may say, look for the ways in which you're spending your money. So it's very similar to your marriage. Look for ways in which you are spending your time. And I suspect that if we were to really sit down and account for every minute of our day, we will find that we have more than enough time to spend time with our spouse, nurture that relationship, spend time with our children, and still have time for all the things that we want to do on our own.
If we budget our time.
If we budget our time wisely.
Yes. We've spoken in the past about the media invading our homes and how much time we give to media, television and computers and smartphones and other media. And the reality is we need to set some boundaries so that we have enough time to do all that's important. And the reality is we can't afford to not spend quality time with each other in marriage. If we're going to grow together, if we're going to have fun together, we're going to have to schedule that fun in. It's not just going to happen because now we're married.
It has to be scheduled. And so what we usually recommend to couples is that you set aside one night, at least one night.
At least one night.
If you want to do it for more than one night,
yes.
that's even better.
Yes.
But at least one night a week that you're just having fun.
Yes.
No problem discussion, no issues, no conflict.
You're not discussing the budget.
You're not talking about...
The fact that we need new tires in the car, we're just
right,
having
fun. Right, the fact that Johnny needs braces or
yes.
whatever, it's just fun. Now, this is very hard for many couples.
It is.
Because what happens is once we've set that time aside, then someone says, ooh, you know, I have a captive audience,
yes.
right? I have you here. You're not on your cell phone. You're not on
your
iPad or your computer.
Yes.
And then there's that temptation to talk about problems.
Yes.
But we really want to advise that if you're setting time aside for date night, make it a date night. Make it a fun time for your relationship. Put aside the problems. Resist the urge to talk about issues and other conflict in your relationship.
And that's not easy.
And allow yourself to have fun. And I find that if you can get couples to do that, you know, they're couples that we work with sometimes, and when they allow themselves to have fun, to just resist that urge, they find that they feel better about each other.
Yes.
Because it builds endorphins
yes.
inside of you. So you actually begin to start feeling attracted to your spouse again. You stop looking at your spouse as the person who's creating problems.
Yes.
Because, of course, in our relationships when we have problems, it's not me, it's you.
It's always the other
you know?
Person.
But yeah. when we have fun, we begin to feel better about our spouse.
Well, when we're having fun, I'm laughing with you, I'm having fun with you, I'm thinking good thoughts about you. It engenders even better thoughts. The more time we spend together and the more time we have fun when we spend together, the more I'm going to want to be with you.
Right.
Because the reality is we're in marriage because we want to have fun, because we want to be with this person, because we enjoy this person. And one way to do that is by being intentional about making ourselves enjoyable to be with. Not just how the other person can make me happy, but what can I do to surprise my spouse? What can I do that he likes, that she likes, that will really put a smile on his face or her face?
Yeah, it's the whole notion of choosing joy in your relationship. And then it also allows you to feel better about your spouse, about your relationship, and thinking that maybe the problem that I thought was a huge problem is not such a big problem. Because one of the things that we do in relationship is that when there's a problem, it festers and it grows, it goes unresolved. And now we begin to think that there's a problem with our entire relationship.
Well, you know,
when it's not the whole person, it's not the whole relationship.
It's not all or nothing.
Right.
You know, and if we can just capture this thought that it's not all or nothing, you know, a part of me is upset with you, but the other part wants to make things right.
The other part wants to have fun.
The other part wants to have fun. And what usually happens with couples is when they have conflict, then their spouse becomes a caricature of whatever bad things they're thinking of.
Yes.
Instead of recognizing that it's not all, no, I married this woman or I married this man because he or she has these great traits and these great qualities. And the fact that they just did something that upset me, it's just a small part of the total of that individual. So if we can compartmentalize and say a part of me is upset with you, but the other part knows that you're a wonderful woman, that you're nurturing and kind, that you do wonderful things for me, and you try to make me happy.
Yeah, so what does the Bible say about having fun and laughter?
Well, you know, the Bible says in Psalms 126:2, our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues sang for joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. Let's take a break now, and when we come back, we'll continue with our takeaway for today's Nurturing Friendship and Fun in Marriage. Stay with us. Welcome back to Family Talk. We've been talking today about nurturing fun and friendship in marriage. Look at this card, Elaine. Thanks to you for all you do. Serve the Lord with gladness.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that a beautiful thought?
It is. It's a beautiful thought. And, you know, that's one of the things that couples can do to nurture fun and friendship in their marriage. And, you know, we shared that it's wonderful to look at funny cards, but it's also nice to share a thought like that with your spouse. Send them a postcard. Yes. Wouldn't that be amazing? Because we don't really mail things anymore.
Yes.
If you sent a postcard that said something like that to your spouse, thanks for all you do.
Yes.
I know that I appreciate it when you say to me, you know, thanks for that meal that you made. You know, I just
loved
it.
Or when you thank me for the meal that I made.
Or I thank you for the meal that you made.
Yes.
And I know how much you appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So that's one of the ways that we can nurture friendship in our marriage, that we don't take each other for granted.
And the reality is now with our smartphones and all the things that we have, we can send each other SMS messages. We can send cards on email. We can do all kinds of wonderful things.
Yeah, just with short thoughts. Yeah. So it doesn't take a lot of time and it doesn't cost anything.
That's correct. But even so, even if it costs a little bit, it's okay. You know, our spouse is a special individual, the closest person to me on earth other than God, my spouse.
That's right.
You know, so why not do something special? Unfortunately, we don't pay enough attention. I remember in my own situation, it took me 16 years of marriage to recognize that you really love flowers. 16 years of marriage. And once I found out you love flowers, I put it in my smartphone and it came up every Friday, just before sunset, a couple of hours. You know, buy flowers for Elaine.
Yeah.
So I don't have to buy a big bouquet. I could pick flowers.
Exactly.
But
it doesn't have to be expensive.
Get something that conveys to your spouse that they're special to you, that you love them, that you really care about.
Yeah. So the takeaway then is that we need to be intentional about nurturing friend and friendship. We've got to make the time. And if it's something that's a little expensive or costs a little bit of money, we can budget for it.
Absolutely.
You know, we can plan for it, but that comes with being intentional. So we've got to find ways to put the fun back in our marriage. We've got to put it in the schedule and we've got to do it. And that's what we always say to couples. Don't just put it in the schedule, but do it.
Do it.
Find out the day that you're going to do it. Plan that day. Is our date night going to be on Tuesday night?
Yeah.
What are we going to do? And when are we going to begin doing it? So from this day forward, we hope and pray that you will put the fun and friendship back into your marriage, that you will be intentional about nurturing your friendship, nurturing your fun in your marriage so that your marriages can grow and thrive.
That's all for today's Family Talk. Join us again when we'll talk more about strengthening families and inspiring hope.